With the holidays coming, we always look at that as a special and happy time with family and friends. But for some folks, it also provides some extra hurdles that we have to work through during the holiday season that can make things just a little more stressful and complicated. And we want to talk about some of those issues that folks who are dealing with Alzheimer's and their caregivers have to deal with here during the holidays. Lauren Livingston is with us this morning. She's Director of Communications for Alzheimer's Association Iowa Chapter. Lauren, thank you for the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. This is a, as I said up front, it's supposed to be a fun and happy time where we sometimes get to gather together for the first time in a while. But yeah, there are those hurdles out there with folks dealing with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's right. It can be definitely more challenging for someone living with dementia and their caregivers. There's some other hurdles that they have to jump through and situations that they have to adjust to make their person living with dementia more comfortable.
Yeah, and while for some of us getting together with family and friends is it looks like fun, it can be stressful for someone who is dealing with dementia or those who are the caregivers.
Yeah, that's right. Someone living with dementia being out of their normal routine can feel overwhelming. They might not be sure how to handle that kind of situation anymore, especially if there's a lot more, you know, noise and talking going on. It can be hard for them to keep a conversation going with someone if there's lots of distractions going on in the background. And then for that caregiver, too, just making sure that their loved one is feeling comfortable and safe. And if they have to travel, that's definitely another thing to have to deal with, to make sure that they're traveling during the right time of day for their loved ones, so they're not feeling agitated, and to keep them comfortable in the car if they're not used to going on long trips anymore.
Is advance planning a big thing in trying to deal with some of these issues?
Yeah, that will help make the situation better anyway, making sure that you have everything that you need, thinking through everything that you might want to bring on a trip that will make it easier for you and your loved one, having all your medication, a list of, you know, emergency things to give to the other people in your family when you're around so they know what to do if there's an emergency situation. And also just having a conversation, too, with your family before they're seeing the loved one with dementia and helping them understand how it would be best to approach that person and talk with them.
Lauren, are there some common mistakes or misconceptions that we make or have when dealing with this?
Oftentimes the person living with dementia, they want to be included, especially in the earlier stages, but they may just not feel comfortable kind of inserting themselves because they are worried about, you know, repeating themselves or saying something that sounds strange, but they still want to be involved. So don't ignore the person who is living with dementia. Involve them in conversation, but try to keep in mind what they might need that would work best. So if you want to talk with them, maybe take them in a quieter room. They still want to be involved in the festivities. They might just not be able to like they have in the past.
Yeah, it can be difficult because we don't want folks to feel uncomfortable either. And that includes the person with dementia.
Yes, that's right. It can be, especially if you haven't seen your loved one in a while and maybe they've progressed a little bit more in the disease and you're not sure how to handle it. It's just best to talk with their caregiver probably in advance and see what works best for the person living with dementia. They just want to feel comfortable and involved in the celebration.
You bet. Well, and you touched a little bit on travel, too. Is travel always a good idea, or is there a point in time where maybe it might not be the greatest thing to do?
Yeah, there can definitely become a point, usually in the more moderate to certainly later stages of the disease, where it's just maybe can even be unsafe for the person and just impractical and cause much too much stress on their daily routine. So when that time comes, it's okay to just keep your loved one home and maybe instead have your rest of your family send some videos of the kids opening presents or seeing Christmas carols or whatever those traditions are. Or you could even set up a Zoom. You could cook a recipe together that you have in the past. So still doing those things at home and making them feel involved, but you don't want to travel if it's going to cause more stress than it needs to.
Well, we all enjoy the memories. You know, I think we all had our moments. Well, I'm showing my age now, but back when Grandma used to pull out the photo albums and we would look through all the pictures from back in the day and we would have some fun kind of remembering how things were when we were younger and those types of things. Is that something that can kind of ease some of that stress during the holidays?
Yeah, definitely. Taking those traditions that you've done for years and years, if you know that maybe it's going to be something too advanced or overwhelming, scale it back. So maybe if you're used to cooking like hundreds of Christmas cookies every year, maybe just pick one recipe to do together, or just have them maybe help with decorating. So kind of scale those traditions back, but still, you know, have them be involved with the traditions. Or you can start new traditions too that are maybe a little bit easier, just like watching a Christmas movie or flipping through photo albums is great. That's a really good one that anyone could do.
Yeah, the old days when we used to do that by hand instead of online, you know. Lauren, what about, I mean, food is a big part of all of our celebrations, whether it's, you know, treats and cookies and candies and things like that, or the big meal that we might share. Are there any issues involving the food that we'll enjoy that we have to deal with differently, perhaps because of someone with dementia and the care that they need?
Not always, especially in the later stages of the disease and even the moderate late stages, eating can become more of a challenge and something that they're not able to do by themselves. But if they're in the earlier or early mid stages of the disease, they should, in most cases, still be able to enjoy that meal. But again, talk with a caregiver and see if there's something specific that the person would like to eat if it's not something in the whole meal that everyone else is eating.
Yeah, I guess we should probably remember the limitations that we all have, too. I think we've all had that, you know, kind of post-turkey dinner coma where we all just kind of fall asleep in the chair watching TV or what have you. But, you know, folks who might be the caregivers especially, I mean, they've got a lot on their plate. But also when you're dealing with folks who have dementia, I mean, you know, the limits that they can withstand are only so much, too. And, you know, they may wear out as the day moves forward a lot quicker than the rest of us. We have to be mindful of those things.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And a lot of times later, that late afternoon and evening can just be a challenging time in general. Sundowning is a term that's used. It's a challenging time of day for people living with dementia, and that can be hard on the caregiver too if they're stressed out about their loved one. So maybe think about even having the holiday celebration earlier in the day, so then you can be wrapped up before that time hits and everyone, you know, hits that turkey coma time.
That's right. And we talk so much about the person who might be dealing with dementia, but caregivers, we should be mindful of them as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They need help more than anyone you could probably think of. So offer to help that caregiver, if whether you're going to their house or if they're coming to your house, just offer to help to watch the person that they're caring for a little bit so they can go enjoy themselves and talk with their family members and not have to worry about what their loved one is doing or if they're doing okay. Just offer to help. And two, if you're leading up to the holidays, family and friends, offer to maybe sit with a loved one so they can go out and enjoy some holiday shopping or things like that, or bring them some holiday cookies and meals too.
Yeah, we want everyone to enjoy the opportunity to experience the holidays here each year. And that includes those who, as I said, kind of have a lot on their plate. They've accepted the challenge, but that doesn't mean they don't want to enjoy some things once in a while too and could use the short breaks here and there like we all can. Very
exactly.
Good. Anything that specifically, Lauren, that I'm missing here about the holidays that we should keep in mind? Is there an overall message with regard to dealing with this type of situation?
I think the overall message is just if you're hosting someone, a caregiver and someone with dementia, just keep that in mind that there might be some limitations and ask the caregiver what would be best and ask them if they would like help. Tell them that you will watch their loved one. Just help in any way that you can, and keep in mind that things might not be the way that they used to, but it can still be a wonderful holiday celebration.
Yeah, just like we would with anyone else. Just we want to keep everyone comfortable.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. And if there are medications or anything like that involved too, make sure you're properly packed for the day.
Definitely. You want to include everything that they might need and a list of those things too in case anyone needs to help.
All right. And otherwise, just have fun. Enjoy the opportunity to get together. They don't always happen. So make sure you just have fun and try to include everyone as best you can, and we all go home with some happy memories again this holiday season. Lauren Livingston is the Director of Communications for the Alzheimer's Association Iowa Chapter. Lauren, thank you so much for all that you and your organization do in helping to share some important tips. As I said, we want everyone to be able to experience and enjoy the holiday with family and friends, and sometimes it takes a little more patience, and that's just fine, right?
Yes, exactly.
Great. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.